When we think about news concerning automakers and news concerning cars, it's not good. Ford Motor Company just this morning posted a $1.4 billion first quarter loss, and that was the good news.
The White House is getting ready to lean on Chrysler to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and they have to do it by April 30th. After all of the auto bailouts, not enough for Chrysler. They look like they're going under. GM has pension troubles.
Exactly. Yep. So you might think, given all this talk, that all car news is bad news. But this week, Public Radio International Studio 360, the weekly arts and culture radio program, is going to take a trip through the car culture of Los Angeles.
Riding along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel.
My name is Charlie Wint, and this is my mistress. It's a 1964 Ford Falcon. About the only mistress my wife will let me have.
Cruising and playing the radio.
That's host Kurt Anderson. He talked to hot rodders, low riders, and car designers working outside Detroit. Make that way outside Detroit. And he took a ride in a three-wheeled electric car straight out of the Jetsons. He's here now to tell us about it. Good to have you here, Kurt.
Great to be here.
Now, the news from Detroit and Washington is bad, but as we said, you were in L.A. What does the future look like? Better yet, what does the future ride like?
Well, I rode in this Aptera, which is this electric car.
It sounds like something you'd put on your face or take for a gastrointestinal disease.
Exactly. It's actually, I think, an ancient Greek word meaning flightless bird or something. But and it does indeed look like a flightless bird. It looks like a Jetsons vehicle that doesn't quite get off the ground. But it's an extraordinary looking thing. And moreover, being in this beautifully aerodynamic little car that goes 90 miles an hour if you push it, entirely on a plug-in charge, is kind of amazing.
Hey, listen, we have some sound here from Steve Fambro. He is the co-founder of the company that makes Aptera.
It looks like it might fly.
Well, it does fly right by a gas station, we like to say. A lot of folks have said, look, if you had little wings that pop out, wouldn't it be a great Bond car?
He's clever.
He's the CEO. Give him a break. He made this thing in his garage. And it is, and now it's this big company that they're going to start selling these things for $25,000 or $30,000 later this year. And it's just one of several electric car companies that are making a serious play that are in Southern California. And I'll tell you, you know, being out there in Southern California, talking to these people, being part of this car culture as this Detroit news was happening, it was an entirely different way of looking at the automotive world.
And how much of this do you think Detroit might wake up and act on?
I think, isn't it a little late for Detroit to wake up? However, GM, to its credit, has been putting all its bets on this hybrid car, mainly electric car they have, called the Volt, which they hope to get out to market next year or the year after, if they're around.
And does that mean... The Chevy Volt members of Congress, where I work, are talking about cap and trade this week. We're keep talking about the Chevy Volt, like it's the future of our energy independence. You're frowning like they're still way behind the curve. Does the Aptera that you saw in California indicate that Detroit again is going to get left behind on the Volt?
Well, they may get left behind on the Volt because of GM's enormous problems. What's interesting about the Aptera and Washington is because it's on three wheels, which they've determined is just as stable and much more aerodynamic than four wheels, they aren't eligible thus far for the new stimulus package electric car funding that's come out. Which
is there a four-wheel clause in the stimulus? Is that what you're telling me?
Precisely. That federal traffic laws don't regard a three-wheel car as a car but as a motorcycle. So it's one indication of how Washington is a little slow to catch up with the cutting edge of solving our problem.
I want to go back to the hot rod culture, just the car culture that you found in Los Angeles. What intrigued you about that? Why did you go out there to look at that?
Well, I was already out there for a while and driving more as a result in the last couple of months than I had driven in the previous 20 years. And once you go deeper into that and you see how into cars everyone is and then how obsessively, fetishistically various subcultures are, it's just fascinating. I mean,
why is L.A. so car crazy?
Well, because it's the first metropolis, big city, really built around the idea of a car. So they are simply embracing the inevitable, that you're in your car all the time. Traffic has gotten worse, so you're in your car even more. And it's a city about cars. And they are unapologetically devoted to their cars, like some people are to, say, children or pets.
All right, Kurt Anderson. That show's going to air this Saturday on Studio 360. That is from Public Radio International and right here at home at WNYC. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.